of black tarmac amid all the white, and she realized that the removal van had been there. Her throat constricted. She hoped she wasn't too late. "Who lives here?" came from the back seat. "Just someone I know," Sarah said, automatically checking her hair in the mirror. 10 minutes, my love. I'll leave the key in the ignition so you can listen to the radio." She went without waiting for a response, slithered in her slippery shoes up to the door she had been through so many times. But never like this, not in the middle of the day, in full view of all the neighbours' prying eyes. Not that late-night visits would seem any more innocent, but for some reason acts of this kind felt more appropriate when performed after the fall of darkness. She heard the buzz of the doorbell inside, like a bumblebee in a jam jar. Feeling her desperation mount, she glanced at the windows of the neighbouring houses. They gave nothing away, just returned reflections of bare black apple trees, grey sky and milky white terrain. Then, at last, she heard footsteps behind the door and heaved a sigh of relief. The next moment she was inside and in his arms. "Don't go, darling," she said, hearing the sob already straining at her vocal cords. "I have to," he said in a monotone that suggested a refrain he had tired of long ago. His hand sought familiar paths, of which they never tired. "No, you don't," she whispered into his ear. "But you want to. You don't dare any longer. This has nothing to do with you and me." She could hear the irritation creeping into his voice at the same time as his hand, the strong but gentle hand, slid down over her spine and inside the waistband of her skirt and tights. They were like a pair of practiced dancers who knew their partner's every move, step, breath, rhythm. First, the white lovemaking, the good one. Then, the black one, the pain. His hand caressed her coat, searching for her nipple under the thick material. He was eternally fascinated by her nipples. He always returned to them. Perhaps it was because he didn't have any himself. "Did you park in front of the garage?" he asked with a firm tweak. She nodded and felt the pain shoot into her head like a dart of pleasure. Her sex had already opened for the fingers which would soon be there. "My son's waiting in the car." His hand came to an abrupt halt. "He knows nothing," she groaned, sensing his hand falter. "And your husband? Where's he now?" "Where do you think? At work, of course." Now it was she who sounded irritated, both because he had brought her husband into the conversation, and it was difficult for her to say anything at all about him without getting irritated, and because her body needed him quickly. Sarah Quinislan opened his flies. "Don't," he began, grabbing her around the wrist. She slapped him hard with her other hand. He looked at her in amazement as a red flush spread across his cheek. She smiled, grabbed his thick black hair and pulled his face down to hers. "You can go," she hissed, "but first you have to shag me. Is that understood?" She felt his breath against her face. It was coming in hefty gasps now. Again she slapped him with her free hand, and his dick was growing in her other. He thrust, a bit harder each time, but it was over now. She was numb, the magic was gone, the tension had dissolved, and all that was left was despair. She was losing him. Now, as she lay there, she had lost him. All the years she had yearned, all the tears she had cried, the desperate things he had made her do, without giving anything back, except for one thing. He was standing at the foot of the bed and taking her with closed eyes. Sarah stared at his chest. To begin with, she had thought it strange, but after a while she had begun to like the sight of unbroken white skin over his pectoral muscles. It reminded her of old statues where the nipples had been omitted out of consideration for public modesty. His groans were getting louder. She knew that soon he would let out a furious roar. She had loved that roar. The ever-surprised, ecstatic, almost pained expression, as though the orgasms of past his wildest expectations